Good morning. I hope you don't mind that I'm wearing one of your shirts. I'm doing laundry right now, and it feels nice to wear, but it's the first of the month, so I suppose you know why I'm here. I don't have enough rent for the month, and I think I'll barely have enough saved up this time by the time next month's rent is due. No, I know you're okay with me owing it to you, but I still owe you for last month, and that's not even counting my share of utilities when I moved out from my apartment. I guess I should have had a real job lined up first instead of just the part-time waitress thing, but I knew my big brother had a spare bedroom and a soft spot for me. I just couldn't stay there anymore. I was behind on rent there, too. I didn't have a way to pay that back. At least, not with money. But then the landlord offered to forget about a month's rent if I slept with him. I told him I couldn't because I was a virgin. That's when he said he'd give me 2 months' rent. No, I didn't do it. I thought about it, and I almost did it. But then I called you instead. I didn't say why I had to move, just that I had to. And you took me in, just like I knew you would. What? I wasn't expecting was for you to pay all the money I owed to my old landlord. Yes, I found out about it. He sent me a receipt for it since you dropped off the cash to him. It was a lot of money, and now I owe you for that, too. I'm just gonna keep falling further and further behind, so I started feeling guilty. I started thinking I should have stayed in that apartment. At least I could have paid my rent through sex. So then, yeah, I know. You don't want me to have to do that kind of thing. You're sweet. And always looking out for me. More than anyone else in this world. And then I heard the voicemail. Sorry. I shouldn't have been spying, but your girlfriend said she wasn't interested in a guy that lived with his little sister still. I'm so sorry. I just keep messing up things more and more, I guess. I've cost you so much money, and now I've cost you your girlfriend too. I can't do anything about the money. Not right now. I can give you what I make and try to find a better job, but for now, I just keep falling behind. I thought maybe I could find another girlfriend for you. Someone less bitchy. Sorry, but it's true. But everyone I know, my friends or women I work with, they're all taken. Well, except for me. You don't get it, do you? I'm offering to you to do girlfriend things with you. To make up for owing you so much rent and for costing you your girlfriend. Technically, if I'm your girlfriend, I could expect to live rent-free with you anyway. I'm completely serious. I was thinking about sleeping with my old landlord, and he was mean, gross, and stuff. You're my new landlord, technically, and you're everything he's not. The only thing going against you is that you're my brother, and the more I thought about it, the less I decided that I had to let that stop me. My only assets in this world right now are my body and my virginity. I only have the latter because you helped me move out of my apartment. Now, I feel like I should give both of them to you. Wait, before you say anything, at least I should give you your shirt back. My laundry will be done anyway soon. But I had to wash everything, which is why I'm not wearing anything underneath. Maybe seeing me naked will make you more agreeable to fucking me? Yes, I use the F word. I do swear. I'm not as innocent as you will think I am. Well, except for the virgin thing. But you seem more upset than that I said the word rather than offered to let you do the action that I described. Don't turn me down. You can't. It's the only thing I have to give you. The only thing I can pay you at all. And I see how you're looking at me without trying to look right at me. You're considering it, but you decided no. You don't want to take advantage of your pure little sister. Well, if you don't, someone else will. My old landlord let me know in no certain terms that my old place is still available and he was still interested in alternate rent payment. I could go back there. I will go back there, rather than impose on you more. Maybe you could convince your girlfriend to come back when I'm gone. I'm serious about this, just as serious as I was about having sex with you. I've been packing a suitcase. Once the laundry is done, I can pack up my things and go back to my old apartment. The furniture was all a part of the rent anyway, except I suppose I won't need the bed tonight. I'll be spending it with the landlord. Unless, of course, if I was spending it in your bed, out of the two choices, that's where I'd rather be. I spent the last hour working up my courage, lying on my bed in your shirt, touching my pussy. See how wet it is? My fingers go right in, but I don't dare go in too far. That would ruin the gift I was saving for you. I want you to be my first, and my second, and my third. However many times it takes until I find a way to pay my rent, or you get a new girlfriend, or whatever. I'm just gonna walk over there, still touching myself. You could send me back to my room, but I already told you that would just be a waypoint back to my old apartment, and my preferred landlord, and I really opened my heart to you and made myself vulnerable just now. You weren't going to reject me, are you? Make me feel all ashamed of what I offered to do. I wouldn't be able to look you in the face again. Not sleeping with you would be worse than if we do at this point. So, I think it would be best for both of us if you just made love to me. All you have to do is wear a condom, because I can't afford birth control at this point. You don't have any? But the fact that you said that seems you're reconsidering having sex with me, aren't you? Don't look embarrassed. You're not the one who started this. I'm the one who came into your room and propositioned you. No, don't say this and wait until you get some condoms. I know you. You'd think about it some more, convince yourself that you can't go through with this. It's possible I may not have the courage to either. So we have to do it tonight. No waiting. No time to second guess ourselves. You can't come on me, okay? I know I can trust you, of all people, to do that for me. No, I'm not going to sleep on it. Like I said, it takes me now. Or say goodbye to me, one way or another. I'm losing my virginity today, and I'd prefer to be someone I love, even if it's not romantically. Let me get into bed with you. Yes, I know you're just wearing your underwear, but I'm totally naked. It's not like I could see your hard-on growing underneath the sheets for the last few minutes. Well, now I want to touch it. I'm going to reach into your boxers and put my hand around it. Don't be so stubborn. It feels good, doesn't it? It's been weeks since your girlfriend's. So, it's been at least that long since anyone has touched your cock but you. At least let me do that for you. That's not that bad, is it? You don't have to feel guilty because we're hardly doing anything at the moment. You should feel guilty if you make me go back to my apartment and be with that man there. Okay, let me just pull these off. It seems like you don't want to tell me yes, but you don't want to tell me no either, but I can work with that. If you're not going to make a decision, then I will, and I have. Just keep lying there, and I can get on top and kneel over you, straddling you. I can feel your cock growing harder in my hand as we get closer to doing something. Something you think we shouldn't. But can't make yourself tell me to stop. Now I can lower myself a little while I keep your cock pointed at me. And suddenly it's right there. I'm pressing down on it gently. I just need to adjust myself a little bit. Push down on the head of your cock while I hold it tightly. And then your head begins to press me open. I move down just a little more. See? I told you I was a virgin. I won't be soon. But I don't mind. If it's you that takes it. Better you than some weird guy I barely know. Or living here without contributing in any way. So, just hold still for me, please. Oh, fuck, sorry. I know you don't like it when I use that word, but oh, fuck. You're in my pussy now. I like it up so tight. I just gave my virginity to my big brother. There's no going back. Not that I want to. I want to do this. I need to do this for you. I'm just gonna move a little. Just rocking myself back and forth. Up and down. It's okay to touch me. You know. You didn't start anything. You didn't make me do this. But we're doing it. So you have to enjoy it. Touch my breasts. Or my hips or whatever. I'm doing this for you. Yes, touch my breasts. Do to me whatever you do with your ex-girlfriend. I'll do anything she would. And maybe more. Except let you come with me tonight. Later we can get it condoms. Or I can get my own birth control. But this couldn't wait for any of that. Faster now. I'm getting better at this. It's feeling better. I'm not as scared anymore. But you always made me feel safe. You've always protected me. Just like you did when you took me in. Now I'm the one taking you in. Into my body. I'm your girlfriend now. For as long as you need me. And I can't play it. Oh god, the bed is creaking. Just like it looks to creak for you and your girlfriend. A few times she stayed over once I moved in. I used to listen to it as I tried to fall asleep. It made me feel strange. I used to fall asleep listening to it. And sometimes I dream about you. Dream of us making the bed creak like this. And trying to pretend I didn't remember it when I woke up. Oh god. But I even have to dream about it now. Because it's happening. It's sex. It's incest. It's wrong, but it feels so good. I feel better for not doing anything to repay you for all the trouble I've caused. No, you can't be ready to come yet. Not yet. It's too soon. Just give me another minute. I'm almost there. I should come on my first time. Please let me come. Just hold on for another minute. I'm serious, too. You wouldn't come in your little sister, would you? Not when we're not using birth control. You're my protector. You can't do anything to get me in trouble. You can come in me once I'm on the pill or something else. But don't you dare come in me today. I'm not getting off until my orgasm. So just hold on a little longer. I'm close. Oh god. Oh, I told you not to come into me. Oh, I can feel you exploding into me. I told you not to come into me. I know I was on top. You should have just thrown me off. You warned me like a dozen times. But I really wanted my first time to be special. I wanted to come with a cock inside of me. And having you come in me made it 10 times better. That feeling as your cum filled me up. Oh god. For a second I imagined riding you just like I was. But my belly big with your baby. Sorry. I hope that doesn't freak you out. I'm sure it didn't just get pregnant. I mean, there's no guarantees, right? And if I did get pregnant, well, I need to protect your baby just like you'd look out for me. Get some condoms tomorrow. I'll get some birth control, too, because I realize I really like this feeling of your sperm inside of me. You already came in me once. Well, a little more cum won't hurt. Although, I hope there's a little more than a little. I hope there's a lot.